Now approaching Radio Sega. It's Night Train. Night Train with KC, the show that is as much a trip into the game world as it is into your own imagination.
If I could chill with Father Time, I'd ask if you could spare me a dime. So I could bet back the lies
that I sold in my mind.
I'd probably end up as a betting guy. What an alternate life would be like. All that's left is a ghost to be. Just a shell of a form of me. Hey yo, I'm trying to catch my breath and stop to fade. But the hands just keep on tipping.
If you can spare me a dime,
so I could
back the lies that I sold in my mind.
I'd probably end up as a better guy. But who am I to catechize? What an alternate life would be like. Just got the epiphany. Am I just a shell of the old me? Yo, I'm trying to catch my breath and stop to think.
But time,
but keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. We're slipping into the future. Woo!
I woke up, I found myself in a hotel. I try to leave because the carpet floor smells. I waited for the maid and listened for the doorbell. Once she arrived, I said farewell. I gave her my keys and searched for the stairwell. But I bumped into a dude with a handful of coffee. Hey yo, I kept on walking and just said, dude, I'm terribly sorry. A lady was in labor, three doors down, and right behind me something snuck out. A bomb threat had been in the stairs last week, so the elevator was where the guard scored me. I waited for that beat as the doors opened. Looked inside, no faces of a friend. Unfinished business made me wanna search of the holes, but them doors slammed shut just like another wall. So now I'm trying to find the longer I keep on trying to rewind. The moments where the light had found me, yeah, and pulled me out of the dark, threw me upon a strange metal lock. Often I slipped into regret. Once with Kathy, light it up with Stella, taking giant steps just to have a dance for nine. Man, I had to take five to realize where everybody's jumping around in the hopes of a lineup. One for the money, and three to get ready for the blue rondo. Train call outside, tsunami within. K-pop, stick with six to build a condo made of ten.
Am I fooling my own plans?
Or soiling my own pants? It's the fair consequences or the thrill of risking hit and miss to justify this taekwondo. Because I just gotta find my zone, yo, lest I end up loco. Trapped in the pseudo-reality like Kodyo, following four Kyoshi warriors. Unfortunately, I was much cornier than the man that I saw with the cornea. And reveal where the shadows would come from.
If I could just chill with Father Time,
I'd ask if he could spare me a dime.
So I could
look like a lie
that I sold my mind.
I'd probably end up as a better guy. But who am I to catechize?
What
an awesome life would be like. What's left is the ghost of me. Just a shell of the phone. Trying to catch my breath and stop to think, but the hands just keep on tick-ticking.
Time,
spare me a dime,
so I could
affect the lies
that
I'd probably end up as a better guy.
But who am I to
guide? What an alternate life should be like. Just got the epiphany. Am I just a shell of the older me? Hey, yo, I'm trying to catch my breath and stop to think,
but time just keeps on slipping.
I do love you.
All aboard the night train. Sunday nights, only on Radio Sega.
Fun fact, that wasn't supposed to be the song, the version of the song that was going to play on at this moment in the show. But okay, it worked out anyway. It was supposed to be the original one, not the remix. So welcome. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Choo. Welcome to Night Train on Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7 and on Radio Sega's Twitch channel. Yeah, my name's Casey. Welcome. This is your late Sunday night show where you can relax and just chill out and not think about anything else but to sleep, to rest, to chill, and enjoy some Sega, good quality Sega music and remixes. Welcome. So this is a first. We're doing this both on Radio Sega and on Twitch, just as an experiment, not something to be like something that we do every week, but as a way for me to test my recent setup, and also to you know, see if there's not anything major that goes wrong. Something's bound to go wrong at some point, but hopefully not something really, really big. I'll probably forget to mute myself or unmute myself at some point. That usually happens, but apart from that, maybe not. So hope you're enjoying the visual setup. So if you're listening to Radio Sega, it's okay. Please keep doing that. Radio Sega is the place to listen to this show live. But if you want to add a little spice to your, you know, Night Train experience, twitch.tv/RadioSega, and you can look at this beautiful background, and there's my face as well. But, you know, and there's Welkin from Valkyrie Chronicles, sipping on his Radio Sega, a coffee from his Radio Sega mug. Obviously. yeah, so welcome everyone. Hope you've had a great weekend. I had a very busy Saturday and then a more chill Sunday, which gave me some time to prepare for this show, which was nice. Everything was, you know, mostly set up from our Sega Lounge stream the other day, but just had to do a little tinkering here for this Radio Sega show. Yeah. So we had... Oh, and so this setup allows me to, like, you know, highlight when people don't listen. Don't listen. Because I specifically said he is Welkin from Valkyrie Chronicles. I said Welkin. And there's now audio and video proof that I did. So, Jamie, you're being called out. I didn't say he was called Valkyrie Chronicles. So, see, that's why we need Skilled Jim around. I heard Welkin. Thank you. Thank you, James. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. I thought you said Welkin. My God. It gets worse. Anyway. His name is Welkin. I'm not going to read that last one, but could be Skill Jim. Yes, there's a history with that name. Anyway, you can also join us on Discord if you're listening to Radio Sega. Obviously, I've been reading some of the Twitch comments, but you can also join us on Radio Sega's Discord channel, radiose.g/discord. I cannot share the comments that come in from Discord like on screen, but I can read them. So a big shout out to Jamie again, to Resident SD, who is on Discord as well, to TCB, to Twinny, Hydro, and I think that's it. On Discord, at least active, these are the people too that are here. You can join us. It's where the magic happens, although tonight magic will happen on both comment sections, I'm sure. But yeah, also a big shout out to Skill Jim, to KDog89, to The Green Viper 8, to Resident SD again, to Hydro again. So we have people who are, you know, on both places at the same time. Yeah. Welcome everyone to Night Train. We have awesome music to play. We just started the show with a couple of tunes. First up, Elevator Music by Wise the All E. This is from the Temporal Duality album, OC Remix album. Yeah, you know, obviously, if you don't know, Wise the All E is another name for Sir Jay or Sir Jordanius. Probably one of the best remixers, musicians all around, but remixers in the Sega community scene. Love this man. Also, we played A Way of Life, Deep Inside My Mind remix. Not Deep Inside Me, but Deep Inside My Mind remix. I was supposed to play the original version, but then something happened, and I queued up this remix, which was the first one that I thought of playing, but then I heard the original and thought, this is probably better for this show. But then, you know, never mind. Great track all around. Well, we're playing more music, obviously, so please enjoy the songs. I don't really have anything specific to talk about. People who were waiting for like something amazing in terms of like graphics and stuff on Twitch, it's not really that. That's not really the plan. Just this simple layout, and we'll play music. And the train, you know, is moving. Obviously, that's just it. But it's Night Train, as you know it, love it. Hopefully, just with added visuals. Anyway, let's talk about stuff. Let me know what you guys want to talk about. This is our last show for a while. We're going to take a longer break than expected, because I won't be able to do much of in way of shows, of live shows in September. So maybe we'll just return in October, to be confirmed, but probably. So it's going to be a longer break than expected. So if you have anything specific to talk about, maybe you would like to tell me what's a good game, good chill game to play while on vacation, like a good summer chill game. Maybe let me know. And if you're on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, you can just X Radio Sega, X at Radio Sega. I don't know how are we supposed to say things now. What even are words? I don't know. Let's play music, right? Hopefully everything's working and I don't mess this up. So let's play a song from Sonic Lost World now, right? Enjoy some Sky Road on Radio Sega and Twitch. Choo choo. Thank you.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Hop on board the night train for a relaxing trip with nothing but the best and most chilled Sega music and remixes, curated by your conductor, KC. Night Train on Radio Sega.
That's it. Sega Lounge vibes, indeed. Yeah, that was Outside In from Metropolis Street Racer playing on Night Train. Welcome back. Before that, we had Ending AC from Sega Bass Fishing, or Bass, on the Wii. Ha. And the first track was Sky Road Bonus Stage from Sonic Lost World. Have I told you lately that I love you? No, have I told you how much I enjoy Sonic Lost World? It's a really underrated game, I think. Underrated Sonic game. And game, in general. Yeah, because it's a game. Yeah. So we've been talking about that. No, not really. We've been talking about... I asked people what a good summer game, like chill-out game, a vacation game would be. Obviously, Skill Gym said Shenmue. Of course. Why not? And, you know, what is Shenmue? It's about boats, I said, because the main character is always traveling by boat. That's true. He travels by boat in Shenmue 1, Shenmue 2, and Shenmue 3. So that's definitely true. Viper said it's like a life simulator where you can control a character who walks around Kirby's in a calm and collected manner. Probably haven't heard of it for a reason. There you go. And yeah. So what is a good game to play while on vacation, while taking a break, while at the beach, perhaps? Maybe you have like a handheld. I think summer is the perfect time for, at least, you know, when you're on vacation, the perfect time for handheld gaming, right? You're out and about, if you're into that sort of thing, and you can have like a handheld console and just play some games. I'm not really a fan of taking my consoles to the beach, because I don't want to get like robbed or anything. I don't want them to get stolen, so I usually am very careful with taking my devices to the beach. But you know, if you're like at a hotel or, you know, staying someplace, and you can just grab your console and just play whenever, right? It's a Jamie said, I just wouldn't want sand in my devices. See, that's another good point. Yeah. Electro Boogaloo says, playing Crash Bandicoot Warped on a PSP. Probably not on a beach, though. Okay, there you go. That's a good idea. I mean, as far as handheld gaming goes, maybe taking a Steam Deck to the beach is not like the best, or maybe to a restaurant. I don't know. I think people probably do that, but can you imagine like holding a Steam Deck in public? I don't think I would feel comfortable. I'm a little bit self-conscious about those things, but yeah, I don't know. What else? Resident SD says, I took my Wii to the beach once. It was really awkward. Oh God, yeah, I can imagine. Yes. Obviously, that's the question, right, Viper? You didn't start waggling, did you? Got sand caught in my nunchuck. This is the type of content you tune in to Radio Sega for, and Twitch as well, I guess. Yeah. But yeah. My God, the puns just keep on coming. Yes. Anyway, there was also an important information. So apparently, this track also kicked off KVGM the other week, which Resident SD listened to on TerraPlayer.com. If you're not familiar with TerraPlayer.com, just check it out, TerraPlayer.com. Hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored. Yeah. I forgot about this. Yay! You can follow me on Twitter, which that you read Twitter, but it just like I have no idea what's going on. But yes, terror player.com, which is apparently a common mistake that people make. It is the stuff of terrors, of like horror, like a horror movie. That's the start of the plot of a horror movie. I was listening to terrorplayer.com and then something happened. Do we have to say follow me on X now then? Do we even say follow anymore? Or do we just use X as a verb for everything? X me. Like, if you want to tweet at me, just X me. Follow me, X me. Like my tweet, X my tweet. I have no idea. It doesn't make any kind of sense, which is something we can all agree on. At least that's the good thing. This is to promote peace in the world, and everyone's together, banding together in agreement, because we don't agree with this man. So yeah, anyway, this is supposed to be a chill show, so yeah, let's see if anyone's let me know if you have any other games you like to play on while on vacation. I have to finish The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, because I have been playing that game since forever. I haven't completed it because I'm very close to finding all the shrines, and then I'll move to the end game. But I really don't mind, but I have to keep going because I have more stuff to play. But yeah, X my X. Yes, Hydro, that's what we say now. X my X, hashtag X. Yes. Okay, let's move on. Let's play music, right? Let's play some Yuzu Koshiro goodness from Etrian Odyssey 5, Beyond the Myth, right? Haven't played these games, but the soundtrack to these games is just amazing. So have some sort of labyrinth music. Yeah, Primeval Forest Ring on Night Train. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Night Train. Choo choo.
Really, really bad ideas all around. I just said, need to get a conductor hat for future streams. Resident SD said, yeah, going to need a full uniform if you're going to stream this show again. No, no, this is a really, really bad idea. yeah. There we go. Hydro has it. Doesn't really need the trousers, though. Set at the desk. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you could just say, like, you know, who cares? All we care about is the hat. Anyway, we just played an awesome remix of Pathways from Nowhere by, I would say, Croy Baker, but maybe it's Croy Baker, perhaps? I don't know. How do you pronounce this? If it's French, it's Croix, like cross in French. But I don't know if that's how you say this. Anyway, it's from the Timeless Ocean album that you can definitely and should definitely check out. Is it by the Pixel Mixers? No, I can't remember. Now I have to check it out. Timeless Ocean. It is by the Pixel Mixers community. Yes, yes. So that's it. Timeless Ocean, Pixel Mixers. That's an album you should check out, filled with Echo the Dolphin covers and remixes. Before that, we had Labyrinth 5, Primeval Forest Ring from Etrian Odyssey 5, Beyond the Myth. Yes. So yeah, we've been talking about, apparently, Electric Boogaloo made a good point on Discord. It's an unpronounceable symbol. So that reminded me of Prince, right? So the symbol that he adopted its symbol as name. So it wasn't supposed to be pronounced. He was supposed to be called the artist formerly known as Prince. So maybe we should call this the social network formerly known as Twitter. Or like Resident SD was saying, TSNFKAT for short. Or Snfket. Have you follow me on Snfket. Snfket at Radio Sega if you wanna, you know, share your thoughts and feelings about this so important matter. Yeah. It's like those people who have interviews via webcam. Don't need to be fully suited as they don't see you from the waist down. Yeah, that's how we should do. That's how I do live shows on Radio Sega. Yeah, that's I'm fully naked from the waist down. Yeah, fully naked. Maybe not. Or maybe. Who knows? Ooh. Or am I? Okay. Yeah. So, oh, and K-Dog was wondering about Jamie's Radio Sega show, Triple Trouble. Yeah, Triple Trouble. That was the name of Jamie's show on Radio Sega back in the day. Yeah, so we've been talking about random stuff. Something that I wanted to mention, even if we are going on a break, the link for our passenger mix poll or survey is still open and will continue to be available for everyone. So radiose.j/nighttrain. That's where you can add your suggestions for a future episode of the Night Train where we play, you know, your requests. We have a lot of requests already, but as I usually do, I give presents to people who just have one request or haven't ever requested anything on this show. So if you've never requested a song for a previous passenger mix and you want to do it, just, you know, radiose.j/nighttrain and I will add it to the, you know, closest passenger mix, whatever that happens, sometime in October perhaps, and I'll add that request to the playlist of that particular episode. So that's how we do things. radiose.j/nighttrain. What about we go to a nightclub? Like a hostess club, maybe. In Kamurocho. Wanna join me? Maybe? No? Maybe not. But okay, let's go anyway. It's Jewel time from Yakuza 3 on Night Train. Yeah. Enjoy.
Radio Sega.
Enjoying the show but want more? Download or stream past episodes of Night Train from your favorite podcast service. Be sure to leave us a review if you're feeling relaxed.
Thank you.
sea. Yeah, definitely. That was Peaceful Lodging Medley, Options and Choices, from the Seventh Dragon Super Range version. Live music by Piano and Strings. This is the album, I think. So yeah, Seventh Dragon music, always nice to have on this show. Love Seventh Dragon music. Again, Yuzu Koshiro, again, not really a fan of the games, since, you know, outside of the third one, they're in Japanese and they're turn-based RPGs. So yeah. But I still plan on trying 7th Dragon 3 Code VFD at some point, like actual. I played the demo a little bit, you know, but need to at some point try it, like play the full thing. Yeah, welcome back to Night Train 2-2. We just played a few songs. Before that we had Aquatic Base Level 1 from Sonic 06 and Jewel from Yakuza 3. Like a Dragon 3, maybe? Should be known as Like a Dragon now. It's very confusing. It's a little bit like X in Twitter. Just like, see what happens when someone tries to talk about things like in a serious manner. Sonic 3 is trending on Twitter. I mean, X. Of course. And so, obviously, my reply was Sonic X. See, just had to be done. Oh, see, I love the demo to Seventh Dragon on the 3DS. Ended up getting the full game and all the DLC before the eShop closure. Okay, have you played the full game? The music's great. Yeah. X like a dragon. I mean, Triple X like a dragon would probably, that's probably something that exists already. That's all I'm gonna say. Yeah, so we're very close to ending the show. This will be, as I said before, the last show for a while. This is episode 21, which is, I think, pretty respectable for the first season of the show. We're probably gonna end the season in like around 30 episodes or something, 30 something episodes, which I think is pretty great. Might have to rethink the whole try not to play the repeated songs for a potential second season of the show, but we'll see about that in the future. Yeah, another thing that's happening soon is the 10th anniversary of another Radio Sega show that, you know, I probably had something to do with. Might need to think about doing something special for that. Maybe use this setup again, like this dual streaming on Twitch and Radio Sega for that. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. Residency says, I don't know, I think 4 episodes a year is enough. Maybe. I mean, it works for Late in Life, right? By the way, have you listen to the latest episode of Late in Life? If you didn't, if you haven't, you can just go to terrorplayer.com/late in life, maybe? Is it? Are there any dashes in between? Let's try it. I should be sharing my screen now, but I'm too lazy, so haven't set that up. Let's see. Yeah, that works. terrorplayer.com/late in life. Yes. So yeah, you had an episode this week, and you'll have another one. I think you had an episode this week, and you'll have one the next week, right? Not this Friday, but 1 week from now, right? Am I getting confused? I don't think so. But yeah, so it'll be focused on remixes. Yeah, you should definitely check it out. Also, latinlive.com. It's a nice place to listen to shows. By the way, if you're wondering about, you know, am I too dark? I don't know if you're, or maybe you think I look like this. this is purposefully darker, like a different tone to make it like a more, you know, chill environment, because it's actually very bright here in my home studio. So yeah, I don't own the .com. Oh, okay, LaytonLive.net. There we go, LaytonLive.net. That's another way to... Is he being serious? Oh, it is. He is, yes. It just redirects to terraplanet.com. Layton Live, okay. Nice. Okay, so that's another way to check out terraplayer.com. I should get paid at some point for this. This is, you know, I own a ridiculous number of domains. I can see that. That's nice. I own the SegaLounge.com and that's about it. Anyway, let's play more music, right? When we come back, we'll just say goodbye and talk about some of the other Radio Sega shows that are not going on break and you can listen to. But glad you're here. Glad you're enjoying some quality tunes here. You have Electric Boogaloo saying, "I'm only listening right now." No worries. That's the best way to experience this show without my face. That's the best way. So go to Radio Sega or Terra Player. Just listen to Night Train. Anyway, Monkey Ball? Yeah, Monkey Ball. Why not? Let's enjoy it.
Enjoy a late night audio journey as you relax and let your mind unwind with the best of Sega music. Night Train with KC on Radio Sega.
Thank you.
Nice. Sirota Guitar, Blue Spheres. Very nice acoustic guitar cover of Blue Spheres here on Night Train 2-2, everyone, 2-2. Before that, we had from Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania, Underwater Stage 2021. Really chill, really nice as well. Yeah, so welcome back to the show for one last time. It's time to remind you that although we're taking a break for a while, this is not the only show, thank God. This is not the only show on Radio Sega every week, so you can just go to radiose.ga/shows, yeah? Just got confused there for a little bit. Brain stopped. radiose.ga/shows, and you can check out our full lineup of live shows currently airing on Radio Sega. So we have Radio Sega guest nights on Monday, individual on Wednesday, the Sega Lounge not on break for some reason, yeah, also airing still, the Strictly Sonic Show, Pick and Mix, VG Beats Box, probably on a short hiatus, The Hidden Palace, Saturday Night Sega, LMC Block. So yeah, a lot of stuff to listen to. I wanted to point out individual, because I don't think Nicholas Hammond gets the credit he deserves, not just for the work he does for our playlist, adding stuff every week, but also the work he puts into preparing individual and researching and presenting the show. So if you're curious about the awesome musicians that worked on Sega soundtracks, the most iconic Sega soundtracks, and even the obscure ones as well, just listen to Individual, Wednesdays, 6 p.m. UK time. Yeah, so that's a great way to get to know, to get your fix of Sega education and get to know more about amazing musicians and composers from Sega games. Yeah, speaking of the Sega Lounge, I wasn't speaking of the Sega Lounge, but speaking of the Sega Lounge, this week we'll be back with another show, a very special Shenmue-themed show. So if you're a fan of Shenmue, you're going to want to tune in to the show this week. It's going to be not it's, I don't want to spoil it. It's going to be something related to Shenmue, like in general, but also moving forward. So yeah, we'll see. It's not recorded yet, so hopefully it gets recorded in time. But yeah, just check it out, the Sega Lounge on Radio Sega, premiering on Radio Sega this Thursday at 8 p.m. UK time. Obviously, all the other shows as well, so radiose.ga/shows. Check out our full lineup of shows over there. Electric Pikulu says on Discord, have a good night, everyone, and a good vacation, Kissy. Yeah, you know, not really, because I'm not going on vacation until the end of September, but thank you anyway. I'll still be around with the Sega Lounge and other stuff, so you know, yeah, I'm here. Just Night Train is going on a quick break. The locomotive needs its maintenance. It's going to the shop, to the repair shop. Is that a thing? Maybe. Like a repair shop for trains? Maybe. Anyway, it's been really fun to do these. How many episodes were there this time? Let me count them. So we started, oh, like 11? Were there 11 again? I think so. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 this time. Did one less than the first run. So 10 episodes of Night Train. It was really fun. A few of them pre-recorded, which is not something that I really enjoy, because I prefer to do these live. But hopefully when we come back, we'll have more live shows than pre-recorded. You know, life happens, and I'd rather give you a show than not give you anything at all. But yeah. Jamie says, one less than the last run, one more episode. It is then, Casey. Yeah, no, not really. it's time for a break. But yeah, so enjoy the rest of your Radio Sega Live week. Everything else that's still airing on Radio Sega, we'll be back sometime probably in October. But you know, stay tuned to our social media networks, including Twitter. We'll get news on that soon. And you can still catch me on the Sega Lounge. I'll leave you one last track, as per usual. It's a Sonic track. It's an OC remix of Planet Wisp from Sonic Colors, which is nice. So I hope you enjoyed. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful week. Have fun. Take care. Stay chill. And I'll see you all next time. Bye-bye. Oh, by the way, it's Misty Night by Fezzy. Yes.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.